Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lift up your two hands and shout hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this great day. We slept and we awoke because you sustained us. We thank you for how far you have brought us. We celebrate you, Jesus. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray that through these four power-packed Sundays, you will grant to each one a baptism of the spirit of unending success. Let that spirit come upon everyone as a compelling force. Let that force move everybody forward supernaturally. Lord, in these four Sundays, destroy the yoke of stagnation. Lord, destroy the yoke of mediocrity. Lord, destroy the yoke of failure. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. We begin our series on success without limits today. And from some of the testimonies we heard, success is a result of doing something. And a result of doing the right thing. It's a result of doing the right thing by choice. That young man for 5 years was standing out there looking for a job. And he heard one day that every day is God's day. And your day is your choice. So he made up his mind and made his choice for a change and went ahead to do something to enforce that change. And that change came in torrents. And first text, second text, and third text in one day. Went for the first one, got it. For the second one, got it. For the third one, he couldn't go because he needed to resume. Amen. So success is about doing something. And it's about doing the right thing. It's the result of doing the right thing. It's not about sitting around and bemoaning your situation. It's about waking up out of your slumber and doing the right thing. And now we are out doing these four Sundays. Is helping us to locate the right thing that will produce the right result, which we call success, and doing it over and again launches you from one level of success to another, and that without limits. Every mortal man desires success, and success actually implies satisfactory progress. Everyone wants to go forward. Those who post to hate success are only envious of it and have become bitter about their neighbors perhaps who succeed. No right-thinking man truly hates success. Everyone loves it. Everyone craves for it. Everyone desires it. So there is no point pretending. I would apply some scriptures and lay foundation for this series of teachings. Like I said last breakthrough night on Friday night, that success is a choice to which you are truly committed. It's a result of your choice to which you are truly committed. So it's a choice. And this is God's agenda for you and me in the kingdom. The path of a just man is as a shining light that shines more and more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. So God has programmed you and me for success without limits, more and more and more until we arrive at the shores of heaven. More and more and more. And in Psalm 84, verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears in Zion before God. They go from strength to strength. An exploit is a function of strength. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. So they go from exploit to exploit. Every one of them that appears in Zion before God, every member of his family, they are programmed to go from strength to strength, from one level of success to another, one level of exploit to another. So success without limits is your birthright. In Psalm 92, the word says, they shall still bring forth fruits in old age. You remember that passage in Psalm 92, verse 10 to 15. They shall still bring forth fruits in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Say with me, success without limits. We are told about Abraham in Genesis 24, verse 1. He was old and stricken in age, and the Lord has blessed him in everything. That's how you will end your journey. You'll be classified a legend at the end of your journey. Success without limits. So age is not a limiting factor. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all that he commands you, he said he will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations. Say with me, no limit. Above all nations of the earth. You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed outside the city. Your storehouse, your field, your kine, your flock shall be blessed. You shall be above only and not beneath. You shall lend always and you shall not borrow. Success without limits is God's agenda for his people. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, which is the anchor scripture for the prophetic word for the year 2007, and as they behold him as in a glass, they are changed from glory to glory into the same image as by the Spirit of the Lord. changed from glory to glory into the same image, into the very class of God, into the very frequency of God. They are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's why he said in Micah, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. You are due for a change. Everything about you is changing upwards. I'm not talking about changing downwards. There are people who are changing downwards. They're going downwards. They're taking steps backward. From this day, you never take any step backward in your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Why is this so important? He said, lift up now your eyes and look northwards and southwards, eastwards and westwards, for all the land which thou seest unto you will I give it. And that's look through Genesis to Malachi, look through Matthew to Revelation. Whatever you can see, I am committed to deliver it. I'd like you to be able to see this morning that success without limits is God's agenda for you. And when you see that, you won't stop going forward any day. Many years ago, I saw Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. And I said, it's a lie that life is full of ups and downs. God said, your path will be shining more, not more and less, more and more, unto the perfect day. I saw it and I'm seeing it. What you see today is what you experience tomorrow. It's time for you to know that God's agenda for you is going forward ever. That is forward ever, backward never. That is God's agenda for your life. I saw that. I saw it many, many years ago. So I destroyed that proverb that life is full of ups and downs. I saw it. I saw in my Bible that two are better than one, talking about marriage. So there is no place for better, for worse. That's not the design of God. That is a theological design. He said two are better than one, and they have a good reward for their labor. One shall chase 1,000, and two shall put 10,000 to flight. I saw that in my Bible, and I knew that marriage is not for better, for worse. And I tell you, I've never seen any worse part of it. Because what you see today is what you experience tomorrow. One of my counselors is going to be with the Lord now. He said to me when we were getting ready to marry, we went to him, and he said, David, what are you looking forward to? I said, hitch-free marriage. He said, how? I said, well, we've been in courtship now for some years and there's no crisis. He said, well, it is easy not to step on one another's toes when you're living apart. But when you come together, it is impossible not to step on one another's toes. And I said, sir, me and you are sitting on the same coach. Why am I not stepping on your toes? Amen. I said, two reasons. One, I am not blind. Two, I am not wicked. Can I hear your amen? Our marriage will be 25 years very shortly. It has been hitch-free, no stepping on each other's toe. Because there is no blindness or wickedness at work. Now see, you need to be able to see it before you can experience it. Only those who can see their birthright of success will truly experience it. You need to see. I saw in my Bible that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, everyone that fears him and walks according to the rules is accepted by him. I saw it in my Bible. From that time I knew God has no preferential nation. I know that every nation is the same in the sight of God. I know that one nation is not superior to another. So there was nothing to envy in another nation. I saw it very clearly. I became very rude about anybody who feels that his nation is superior. And listen to this. I have not recovered from what I saw. And what I saw is what I'm experiencing now. So what you see is very vital to what you will experience. I saw in my Bible that there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, but the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans chapter 10 and verse 12. I saw that and I said, God's prosperity agenda is open to all, Jews or Greek, white or black. God has no prosperity mandate that differs from one race to another and from one nation to another. If you operate according to the rules, you will prosper to the same level. And today, your church has become the envy of the world. Without taking cup in hand and going from place to place and begging for anything from the beginning. What you see is vital. Success is not about getting results. It's about getting results in successions. One result coming after the other. What you see is important. What you see is important. We understand from scriptures that success anchors on certain fundamental laws. There are laws to discover and engage in order to succeed. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall observe to do all that is written therein. And then you make your way prosperous. And you have good success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I emphasize that on Friday night. That there are laws to apply if you truly desire to succeed. If you want to jump up, you must engage an upward force, which we call upthrust, to counter the force of gravity in order for you to go up. You can't just be walking towards the rope of a high jump contest, and then suddenly you jump. You build up a force by running a particular distance at a particular rate, and it is that force you generate that, you know, counters the force of gravity and gets you up across the rope. So you don't go up by just walking towards the rope. You go up by generating adequate force to counter the force of gravity. You can't move from one point to another without the application of certain forces, because every object, they say, assumes a state of rest until a force is applied to it. So going forward, achieving your goals requires observing certain laws. They don't just occur. Certain laws must be in place before your success can be experienced, before you can actually experience success. In Deuteronomy 28, he said, if you observe to do all that I command you this day, there is a command to obey before you can be set up above all nations of the earth. There are commands you must obey. So in the school of success, you must be able to know, what are these commandments? What are these laws? And then you apply yourself to them, and then God's integrity is committed to confirm it. This is very important. This is very vital. One word that Dr. Frederick Casey Price spoke to me in 1987 has remained with me ever. He said, we have not succeeded by accident. No one succeeds by accident. We have not succeeded by accident. Those who succeed in court by tricks, they will soon get trapped. But when you triumph by truth, your triumph is forever. He said, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh known by us the savour of his knowledge in every place. The savour, the beauty of his word, his truth in every place. And these laws are contained in this book called the Bible. And when you engage these laws, you are sure to excel. And I believe you shall excel. From the two scriptures I have referred to, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 and Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, you see that success begins with discovery. Begins with what? This book of the law, it begins with discovery. You shall observe to do all that is written therein. So you must be able to find what it is to do. You remember this testimony of the young man that finished his school cert after three times or thereabout writing English or whatever and came out to say that he was going to begin professional examinations in accounting. And everybody discouraged him because they have a reason to discourage him. If it took you 3 years to make through with GCE, how many years will it take you? Maybe about 30 years. So, but he did something. He took two books, very small books, Success Buttons, and Towards Mental Exploit, and went through it, absorbed the truth, made discoveries, repositioned himself by the revelation that he captured, and then went forward. And the first exam he went for, he led the nation. Position has changed by discovery. What changed his position? He discovered his position in Christ and what is now available to him by virtue of redemption. And where he now occupies intellectually, and then went forward and manifested. Went for the second exam, had one or two receipts, hit it back again, and cleared everything, and today is a chartered accountant. He did something, not just something, he did the right thing. He began from the beginning. And a wise man once said, the best place to begin is the beginning. So in the school of success, discovery is the foundation. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all that he commands you, he will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. If you want to make your way prosperous, look out for the book, find out what is written inside it, and then apply yourself to it, and you make your way prosperous, and you have good success. So it begins with discovery. It begins with discovery. Because by strength shall no man prevail. And from scriptures we understand that we only excel by light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the hand of the Lord is stretched forth upon you. He said, for the Gentiles shall come unto thy light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. So we rise by light, not by strength and struggle. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1 to 22. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but by reason of the light that you have found, the Lord shall arise upon you, and the Gentiles shall come unto thy light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. So it begins with discovery. And then you had the testimony of another young man, I think last week or thereabout, who came up and said, look, I must top my class. And he picked that book, Towards Mental Exploits, to achieve academic excess, success, and went through it. And then the first time he hit number 3, and then after all, he overtook everybody and stood above the class and graduated as number 1 in his class. So the first law in the school of success is the law of discovery. The law of discovery is the foundation law in the school of success. A discovery of who you are, what you are worth, and what you can do. A discovery of who you are, what you are worth, what you can do, a discovery of your mission on earth. That's why every success story is traceable to certain discoveries. I've told you a few things this morning that reposition me to pursue what I'm sent to do the way I have been doing. That I am not disadvantaged. That being in America is not a plus in the school of success. Hanging around in Europe is not an added value to any person in the school of success. But a discovery of the fundamental laws of success and the application of the same is the only way to taste the grapes of success. We have not engaged any technical expertise from any part of the world in the building of Canaan land. And we are not going to do that forever. Why? We have the capacity in Christ to match the output of any nation on this ground inside you. So discovery is key to accomplishment. The law of discovery. Every success story is traceable to definite discoveries. Definite discoveries. Who would have been distracted as a ministry when some ministries were wagging their tongues against our ministry and what God sent us to do, we will have lost direction but had made certain discoveries earlier that focus is a fundamental requirement for anyone that wants to remain in the front line. So ignore opinions and don't be carried away by compliments. One of my respected authors wrote in his book, no attack, no defense, keep going. So as the attack was raging, the discovery of focus kept us moving forward. And the attack was raging, and we're multiplying under the attack. And we multiplied and multiplied and multiplied from 2.3 acres of land to 530 acres of land in the midst of attack. So the attack was tired. Amen. Say with me, discovery. Oswald J. Smith said, no attack, no defense. That's what the Lord told him. And God doesn't have to come and tell me that again. Since he has told him, I better collect it and apply it. So, may we be attacked again. So we can erupt again. It's very simple. My wife knew that I never made any comment, whether in passing or out of passing, throughout. It is irrelevant. It was never discussed in our council meeting once. I never commented on it to my wife once. One day my wife said she heard that somebody was saying something. No. Just an opinion. It's an opinion. to which everybody's entitled. You're entitled to your opinion. Amen. When we're in Rajoba, there are people opposite our church that never step there. They even bring the chairs of their houses out for people to sit on. But they will never enter the place. It's an opinion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So discovery is very fundamental. Because what you do, how you think, what you say, and what you do, they are all informed by your discoveries. All of it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what you think, what you say, and what you do, they are all informed by the discoveries you have made. Listen to this. Today we are privileged to be one of the most successful families in the world. My wife and I have lived a most quiet, refreshing, fulfilling life. I read volumes of water rubbish books. I married you, me and my wife, this and that. And after reading all those books, I discovered that they were focusing on how to speak. Then the researcher's mind came on me. But why? Is this thing designed for problems? Why are we all talking about solving problems? What is the actual purpose of God for instituting marriage? So my mind, my spirit began on a search. And I found 7 fundamental reasons why God instituted marriage, and there was not one problem involved. I wrote the 7th, and I called the 7 concepts of marriage. Discovery. And by that discovery, we have abused most theological concepts of marriage. By discovery. There are people who are getting married. I've never read one book in their life. One book on marriage. They're guessing through life. Just guessing. They have neither read it from the Bible, nor have they read it from any book of proven successful marriage. They're just going on. Playing Ludo with life. Before coming to ministry, I read 39 biographies. Selected biographies of great ministries. Discovery is the foundation of every enduring, lasting, and growing success. I saw where bad decisions were made, and I saw the consequences. I saw where great decisions were made, and I saw the outstanding results. So I was able to understand some balances in the pursuit of the ministry. By the time I came to full-time ministry, I was more mature than people who have been there for 20 years. By reason of discoveries. Our financial success as a family and our success as a ministry financially is a result of a discovery. And I've told you that time and again. 3 days I went off with Kenneth Copeland's book, Gloria Copeland's book, and my Bible. The laws of prosperity, God's will is prosperity. And I said, God, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. And on the 3rd day, the heavens opened. And I stood up in my short knicker and sprained and screamed, I can never be poor. And I remember Bishop Abiru told me, he said, you took me along on that journey. He followed me. So it wasn't a journey I made in secret or telling you stories. That singular discovery broke the yoke of poverty mentality, because the poverty in Africa is a result of poverty mentality. We think poor. We are poor. What can we do? Except you go to Britain and beg them, help us. They can't help us. Say with me, discovery. That is a discovery of the facts that will help you make the most of your journey. You need it. And I would like to advise you, because the people that speak into your life determine what becomes of you at the end. He said, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. So if you want to be successful,
listen to successful people. Read books of successful people. Listen to teachings of successful people. What people don't have, they can't give. I needed the secrets of prosperity. I had to look for those who have proved it. And I said, hey, this man called Copeland has proved the gospel of abundance. Let me find out what he found. Now, in building this church, by the grace of God, I went after Paul Yonggi Cho. 1985, 86, 87, his books and magazines I was devouring to find out the secret of the largest church in the world. What is it that built this church? How was this church built? And bless God, today we are not doing too badly. So every success story stems out of discoveries from the right sources. Not just discovery, discovery from the right sources. One of my sons, many years ago in the ministry, he said to me, I said, what's your plan? He said, I'm going to be holding school of ministry. I said, to teach people what? Tell me what you want to teach people, how to fail in ministry? Because I've not done anything now to prove that you know anything. I said, you are not qualified to teach any school of ministry. He told Peter, when you are converted, after you have obtained your result, then strengthen others. You don't have any result to strengthen anybody with. Go and start your work, my friend. Which school of ministry are you going? I needed a hands-on person, a technocrat, who will teach me by what he does how to build a church. So I went after Yonggi Cho. Thank God for the fantastic theories of Peter C. Wagner. They were great. But they won't do what I'm looking for. You know, the quality of your references is what determines the quality of your papers in academic. You know what I'm talking about. You need to get the right materials before they can think you are thinking. Right materials. Don't go to the market and then to the airport and buy some junks. And then you are now referring to somebody who's not an authority. They just say, this boy is sick. Leave him alone. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So businessmen should look out for materials of successful Christian businessmen who have made outstanding marks in their various pursuits. And then you take it. Entrepreneurs should look for materials of, I say Christian, because they can teach you nonsense. Look for anointed materials that will help you align in the covenant. Yeah, you are there. Law number one is the law of discovery. And that's why many people in this part of the world fail. They don't believe in discovery. They believe in, let's just go. We do it. Let's obey. You know, apes obey. That word means apes. Apes obey. Monkeys, obey. Just keep pushing. The Yoruba man will say, Ekwa Foriti. Just keep pushing. Don't find nothing. You know, somebody has said, if you want to keep a thing from a black man, he said, write it in a book. What an insult. Because he won't find it. He will not find it. He has not one book in his shelf, not one. The one he had there for decoration. They dust them every four weeks. Some of them 6 months. When you touch the book, you see all the dust of January. There are people in ministry today who have never read one book in ministry. That is not one. They have never read one. They just say, God called me. Okay, go ahead. Can you imagine somebody that God called to be a medical doctor and only goes to carry a knife to start cutting people? They will jail him. It's a long journey. You have seen the vision of being a medical doctor. You now begin from A, B, C, D. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's where you have to begin from. Then 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 5 = 8. You now start from that. Then you go to simple equation. Then you go to algebra. Then you go to physics, mathematics, chemistry. Then you start going. Nobody will give you a knife until when you have gone through the process. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? There are some ministers, they will prefer to die a failure than to go to World B. You know what I mean? And their churches are very close to the school. Just about 3 kilometers. I mean, about 300 meters. And that church has been 20 people. Before Winners Chapel started. And it's now 21. God has added one to them. You know what I mean? Now, and instead of going across the road to understand principles of church growth within 6 hours, he won't. If going there is the only way to go forward, may I not go forward? He told himself. So he's staying in the same point. Now, people are coming from America. They are coming from Germany. They are coming from everywhere. And it's only 300 meters. He doesn't need any vehicle. He won't go. Because he has no value for discoveries. He has no value for discoveries. It is your discoveries that make men discover you. It is the discoveries you make and engage that make men discover you. The law of discovery. Paul the Apostle said, "The cloak which I left with you at Troas, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, and especially the parchment." 1 Timothy. So every success is attained and sustained by discoveries. Attained and sustained by discoveries. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13. "The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchment." And the books, and especially my notes. Parchments here connote notes. My notes. My notes. Some people are having problems today in their marriages because they have not made any discovery regarding marriage. So he doesn't even know his responsibility. Neither does she know her responsibilities. And so the two of them are just moving on. You know, you hit one, the other one hit the other, because they don't know what it is. So they are not willing to pay the price for making it happen. I know that after these 4 Sundays, they will look for you where you used to be and they won't find you there. They will not find you there. Because God will have changed your position permanently. You are changing level by the forces of the Spirit. The law of discovery. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. He said, "And I, Daniel, understood by books." And the understanding of Daniel is what made for his outstanding results. I, Daniel, understood by books. I, Daniel, understood by books. And by that understanding, he became outstanding. A young lady came out after service here, sometimes last year, and took one of the Signs and Wonders testimony books and said, "I must get it this week. This is my week. I've tried." And soaked herself with the testimonies of the hands of God in the life of others. Finished that material and went home in the evening. That same week, the heavens opened. Made certain discoveries about God and the rights of his people to have their own jobs and how he did it in the life of others. He went forward, and that same week, he got it. Check every true success story. It is traceable to fundamental discoveries. It is traceable to fundamental discoveries. When I saw what God did through ordinary people, by my addiction to study of biographies, I knew that nobody is actually disadvantaged. Our greatest enemy has been our ignorance. Nobody is disadvantaged before God. That's why I know that no matter what you may have suffered in the past, God is rewriting your story today. Can I hear your loudest amen? The law of discovery. The more discoveries you make, the higher you fly. He said, and you observe to do all. So the more you discover and engage, the higher you go. The more you discover, the higher you go. The more you discover, the higher you go. The more you discover, the higher you go. That is what it is. I made two fundamental discoveries in 1976, 31 years ago. First one was the guidance ministry of the Holy Spirit. I never knew the Holy Spirit as a person. I knew him as an experience. And that experience is manifested by speaking in tongues. But as I read the book of Dr. T.L. Osborne, The Purpose of Pentecost, for the first time, I saw the Holy Spirit as a person. Not just a person that speaks and guides. He shall not speak of himself. Whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And that, I read that book in one sitting. I sat down page one and read to page last before I stood up. When I stood up, my back was strained. But I still stood up anyway. And I was filled with eagerness to share that truth with other people. So I went out to the next village to find out where my friends were and discovered that they were not there where they used to be. And I said, Holy Spirit, if truly you are a person, I don't want to ask anybody. Direct me yourself to where they are. And I heard them for the first time in my life say, go forward. It was a soothing voice. It was a voice you can't mistake the source from where it's coming. And I got to a T-junction. I said, Holy Spirit, where do I go? He said, make a left. It was so soothing. It was so sweet. I was refreshed by the voice. I made a left. And then I got to another T-junction. He said, make a left. I said, can they be here? Then he kept quiet. Since you know it better than me, carry on then. And then I said, okay, let's go. Then I went on. And I said, Holy Spirit, I'm about getting out of this place into the forest. There are only three buildings. He said, go forward. And one building to the last, one but one building. As I turned on my right, I still remember, I saw one of the dresses of one of them on a dryer that I could identify with one of them. As I turned, I never asked nobody. One of them came out and shout and scream, Brother David, how do you know we are here? The Holy Ghost came on me. And I sat them down and told them what I saw in God. Everybody erupted in prayers. I didn't know where they ended the prayer. I left them there. They couldn't stop praying. A discovery led us to Canaan. You know, success is a function of discovery. If I didn't know how to hear from God, I would never use my little head to come into Canaan. Whereas Canaan is where the thing is waiting. You won't miss where your thing is waiting. A discovery of 31 years ago only has been needed at every point in now. So what you find today, it's not just for today. It's a life wire for your destiny. Please invest your time in making discoveries. Praise the Lord. In the same year, I made a discovery on the inestimable value of dedication. From the writings of Oswald J. Smith on the book, The Man God Uses. I was a little boy. But I saw that dedication is not to God's advantage, it's to my advantage. I saw that except a grain of wheat is planted in the earth, it will never be turned into fruit. That if I be planted in God, my destiny will be fruitful. It was so strong that I wrote a covenant of committer. 12th of September 1976, and gave it to my wife. We sat behind a church building like that, two of us and God. And I said, this is what I have made as a covenant with God. Do you still want us to continue in this plan to marry? And I read it to her. She heard me. And she said, yes. I said, okay, sign it here. It was a signed document. It was a conscious committer. It was an oath. Bless God today is an oath never to regret. It came from a discovery. Now, think of it. Without discoveries, where will my life be today? One, I won't know how to be guided by the Lord, so I'll just be doing what I feel like doing. Two, I won't know the mystery of dedication, so I'll become a victim of frustration. There are many people in ministry, it's one leg in and one leg out. All they are there for is what to eat. I have told you before that if this ministry, if I was still riding my Volkswagen Beetle, God in heaven knows I will not be any less dedicated than I am. It's an oath I made. Discoveries. Now, where would we have been if we didn't discover the secrets of prosperity? We'll be begging like others. Going from government house to government house. Begging local government to local government. We'll be writing letters every day and sending texts to every member until they are tired of reading the text. What if we didn't discover the mystery of church growth from David Yonggi Cho? We would be in trouble. We'd be struggling like others and doing the way we feel. So check it all out. You'll find discoveries at the root of every great success story. I think we've done some justice to this morning. So wake up and look for it where it can be found. Don't go to my village looking for aircraft spare parts. That would be playing a dummy. They don't know what you mean. You understand what I'm saying? It's not there. So don't go look for what is not there where you are looking for it from. Look for it where it's there. If somebody wants to teach you church growth, let him show by his church growing. Want to teach you prosperity and is borrowing money from you? That's not the person to listen to. Now you are quiet. They bring letters to you night and day, pressurizing you that God has told them to do something. Okay, when did your church send you a letter last? Direct them to Wolfbeat to go and learn how to do it. Tell them, have you read this book, Exploits in Ministry? Go and find it first. I'll give you money to buy that one. Then you can talk to me later. Now, you see, you need to understand, many of you are throwing your seed the way you think you are planting it. There are some that prophesy to you that, you see, God is going to, you know, there's a problem coming, but God told me to fast. Say, I don't need fasting contractors. I fast by myself. I don't need fasting contractors. You need to know where you are going. It's so important. It's so important. Say with me, discovery. The law of discovery is the number one law in the school of success. The law of discovery. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and the Gentiles will come unto your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. And then they shall begin to say, who are these that fly as a cloud? They are flying because they have light. They have light and they are walking in the light, and so they are flying. Can I hear your loudest amen? That's what it takes. The prosperity of this church, call it financial success, because when we call prosperity, we're talking about financial success, of this church is rooted in discovery. 4th of September, 1987, 20 years ago, I was in Sheraton Hotel here, when the heavens opened from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, that our ministry will begin to sow seeds to higher ministries. The natural way is to sow seeds to upcoming ministries. But he said, hey, the way up is to sow seed to higher ministries. It was an intoxicating revelation. And we repositioned to do that. Oh, yes, we give to every other ministry that God leads us to, but we are investing according to divine order. And what a blessing. One of my close ones asked me, he said, what is the secret of prosperity of this church? I said, if I tell you, you may not like it. I said, if I tell you, you may not like it. I know you say you want it. You know that young ruler came to Jesus and said, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? He said, okay, do this. He said, I've done all that one you are saying. He said, okay, this one thing you lack. He said, don't touch that area. I don't like it. I don't like that area. You won't miss what will take you forward. Yeah. Say with me, discovery. Directly from the book of books called the Bible and from anointed books of proven authors in the areas of your challenge. Amen? In the areas of your challenge. In the areas where you desire higher success. Look out for those materials and, you know, invest your time in making those discoveries. Somebody's going forward. If you're that one, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. How many understand what is being spoken this morning?
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.